G'day, I'm Erk, and welcome to episode 386 of Erk Pod. Erk Pod is my occasional talk podcast where I talk about basically whatever I feel like when I feel like it. Welcome to 2013. It is the 10th of January 2013. As I'm recording this episode, I am on holidays from my place of employment. Had a interesting Christmas New Year period. Oh boy, what happened? What didn't happen? I worked every day. I worked every day from Christmas Eve through Christmas Day, through Boxing Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. So every single day during that period I worked. And then after that, 5 days off, and then I've just started my annual leave from last year and also some long service leave, and very soon on the 14th of January 2013 I'm heading over to the US. A little bit of sadness before Christmas. My mum Judy and I, we lost our little doggy Sasha, and we lost her. She was old, and unfortunately towards the end, things got pretty bad for her, and it wasn't fair to basically keep her alive. Too much was going wrong, and her quality of life wasn't very good in the end, so we made the difficult decision. And she's now in doggy heaven. I know a few people via Facebook and Twitter spoke to me and comforted me and that sort of thing. I took it especially hard. It's the first time that I'd ever been fully involved in that sort of situation before, so that was a little bit difficult knowing what was about to happen. But she's at peace and not in any pain anymore, so that was pretty shitty just before Christmas. Not that Christmas meant a lot anyway, but yeah, that meant even less. It meant even less after that, especially considering that I was working all the way through. So I just thought that I'd make this episode a little bit brief. We've had some bad fire weather here in Australia. We've had fires in Tasmania. We've had fires in Victoria, South Australia and New South Wales. Queensland and the Northern Territory are copping some now. And even there's a big fire at the moment as I speak in Christchurch in New Zealand. It is summer, there's been some very hot days. Tuesday was a bad one. There was a total fire ban across the whole state of New South Wales. Tomorrow, as I'm recording this, on the 11th of... it'll be the 11th of January, there's a total fire ban in both New South Wales and Victoria. The fire conditions in New South Wales were very bad on Tuesday, just gone. A lot of the state was in severe fire danger, some areas catastrophic. At the moment, as far as I know, we've only lost one house and several outbuildings here in New South Wales, but overall, there's been some very difficult conditions. We've had some firefighter injuries. Just today, a fire tanker rolled over in the south of New South Wales, so that wasn't particularly good. I've actually been involved. I was in the main operations centre in my zone on Tuesday for just over 8 hours. Fortunately, we didn't actually have a lot happen in my particular area. We did have one large bushfire of 5 hectares. Police actually caught 3 juvenile offenders for allegedly lighting that fire, so that will be interesting to see what happens in relation to that. I shouldn't talk too much about that. Tomorrow night, midnight on the 11th, going into the 12th, I'll be back at my operations centre for a 12-hour shift. And so we will see what happens on that particular day. Actually had a question from Ian Duff, Ian from Canada, actually asking me, am I going to cancel my US trip in relation to all of the fires that are going on? He's obviously seen some of my posts and whatnot. Some of the fires have actually been that big, the smoke from some of the fires has been that big that there was an astronaut on the International Space Station that took photos of the smoke from space. There was another instance there in Tasmania last week where smoke was actually coming up on the Weather Bureau's radar as rain. And at one stage, the weather conditions for Hobart, I should actually pull that up on my phone because that was a very interesting graphic, actually, when you come to think about it. Some of the weather stations were a bit hot because of the fire conditions and whatnot. As of 5:20 p.m. last Friday, the temperature in Hobart in Tasmania was 38.5 degrees. The humidity was 99%, which I find a little bit hard to believe. The wind was from the west northwest at 42 kilometres an hour, gusting to 63 kilometres per hour. The interesting one about that was that the weather station said that the 38.5 degrees Celsius, which is just over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, actually feels like 94.9 degrees Celsius. Now, I should do a quick conversion. 94 point, what was it? 9 degrees C in Fahrenheit. Wow, that's hot. 94.9 degrees Celsius equals 202 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, of course, you normally don't even get those sort of temperatures in a desert environment, but it just felt because of the fire activity and, you know, superheated air and all of that sort of stuff, it felt like, according to the weather station, 94.9 degrees Celsius or 202.82 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's pretty bloody hot. Of course, we've had temperatures about 41, 42 degrees. 42 degrees Celsius, 107.6 degrees Fahrenheit. So very hot, low humidity and strong wind, which of course is very bad for fire conditions. So the main reason, apart from all of that, that I wanted to tell you about is that, of course, I'm heading off on a jet plane on the 14th of January. Of course, if you follow me on the social networks, you'll pretty much know that already. But in case you are a semi-regular listener or you're a new listener, you might not know. So why am I going, and why am I going at this time of year? And of course, I had to ask myself that question. Actually, I had to ask myself that question because I normally don't go on holidays because of my work with the Rural Fire Service. I usually don't go on holidays at this time of the year. I normally go during spring or during our autumn, which of course Americans call fall. So the main reason that I'm actually going at the time of year that I'm going is because I'm going on the 70,000 tons of metal tour, or cruise, I should say, setting sail from Miami on the 28th of January. It sails around the Caribbean and it comes back to Miami on the 1st of February. And then I'm off to Mexico for 5 days. I was going to go to Mexico during my 2009 trip, but of course we had the swine flu H1N1 epidemic at the time, so I wasn't too keen on going to Mexico at that stage. So I'm doing some things on this trip that I've never done. Now, my 2009 trip, of course, you may remember if you're a long-time listener that I flew to LA on the Qantas Airbus A380, and then I basically drove up the west coast of the US, drove across to New York via Chicago, and back to Vegas and LA via the south. And I was basically in the States for 2.5 months. I hired a Jeep, and it was absolutely awesome. This time, however, I'm basically doing it in the reverse direction. The 2009 trip was basically clockwise. The 2013 trip that I'm about to do is basically anti-clockwise, or what the Americans would call counterclockwise. That's hard. That's a hard word. Clockwise. Almost said something else differently. So, where am I going? Of course, I am going to fly between Sydney and Los Angeles. That is the main place that you can fly into directly from Australia. So I'm going to spend a couple of days in LA. Then I'm going to get on a train. I'm going to get on an Amtrak train. And I'm going to go across to New Orleans on the Sunset Limited. Then I'm going to basically spend a week in New Orleans. And I found out that when I arrive in New Orleans is actually the start, the very start of the Mardi Gras Festival. Now, I won't be there for the actual, the main parade, nor will I be there for the NFL Super Bowl, which is in the first week of February. But I had to book my accommodation rather early to make sure that I could get some. And then, of course, my friend Tigger, who I met in 2009, she toured and showed me all around Idaho, and she says, oh, I've got some accommodation, some timeshare accommodation in New Orleans that you can use, be a bit cheaper for you. So that was rather cool. When I was looking to book the train trip from Los Angeles, which is basically towards the bottom of the US, and then Miami, which is also basically at the bottom of the US, all of the trip calculators, etc., on Amtrak were basically trying to direct me all the way up to the north of the country, to Chicago, and then back down to the south. And I thought, well, that seems to be, seems like it could take a lot longer. And plus, I wanted to go via Chicago on the way back on the train. So I thought, there's no need to go through Chicago twice. So I'm actually staying in New Orleans for a week. I can do some day trips, etc. And then I'm getting on another train from New Orleans to Alexandria in Virginia on the Crescent. And I'll actually be in the basic area of, some people might remember, three guys in a car, or some guys in a car, because I think sometimes there was more than three. Some guys in a car, that's right. And then I'm basically changing trains there, same day down to Miami. Overnight in Miami, then on the cruise. Flying from Miami to Mexico City. 5 days in Mexico City, flying up to New York, about a week in New York, and then heading across the country, changing trains in Chicago, across to Portland, Oregon, and then I'll be flying down from Portland, Oregon to San Francisco, a few days in San Francisco. Pop into San Luis Obispo to see Sean, Owen, Jen, and then fly back to LA and then fly home. So I'm doing some things on the trip that I haven't done before. Now, I haven't done a big cruise. The only cruise that I've done on a cruise ship so far is the trip that I did last year. No, not last year now, 2011. 2011 from Sweden, from Stockholm to Helsinki in Finland. That was overnight. But this one's 4 days. So that's one thing I haven't done. I have booked a 5-star suite at the Hilton in Mexico City. So that will be rather cool. And I'm also flying first class on a jet plane between Portland, Oregon, to San Francisco, and then San Francisco to Los Angeles. So the way it works out is that I'm flying from Portland to San Francisco, spending a few days there, and then on the one trip I thought, how am I going to get from San Francisco to San Luis Obispo to see Sean, Owen, Jen? How am I going to manage that? So I thought, I could hire a car, but I've already done that. I wanted to do something different. Shauno said you can catch a combination of an Amtrak train and a bus. And I looked at that, and that was about 10 or 11 hours. So I didn't want to do that. So I thought, okay, I'll fly. And so I decided to fly from San Francisco to LA, and then from LA to San Luis Obispo. And the main reason that I'm doing that is actually because I'm trying to get some status up on my frequent flyer card with Virgin Australia. So what I'm actually trying to do, I'm trying to get to the silver level. And you get some things like free baggage and upgrades and all of that sort of stuff and frequent flyer points. So if I, with my previous trips on Virgin, flying over to the States and back, and I'm actually flying on Delta between Miami and then to Atlanta on another plane to Mexico City, and then on another plane between Mexico City and also New York, and then again I'm flying Delta between Portland and San Francisco, San Francisco and Los Angeles. Another chance to fly into LAX. I didn't actually get to see a lot of LAX when I was there last time because a lot of it was under construction and I was in a hurry to get in and out of the joint. But this time I think I'll take it a bit easier and have a bit of a look around and she'll be good. So the only option that I had to fly into San Luis Obispo from LA was flying United, which isn't part of the Virgin Delta Alliance, so there's no frequent flyer points or status on that particular bit. But the rest, yeah, I should get silver by the time I get back. And of course, the higher the class you go, I thought, yeah, first class between San Francisco and LA and Portland and San Francisco, yeah, something different I haven't done on the trip, haven't done before. Never flown first class on a jet plane, so it'll be interesting to see that experience. So, I'm about to go. This weekend I have to basically tidy up, and then I have to pack, and then I'm out of here. So, when will you hear things? Now, of course, the easiest way to keep in contact while I'm actually on the trip is via Facebook and Twitter. What I'll be doing, I'll be taking my my iPhone and my iPad with me, and then I've also obtained a little portable Wi-Fi device called a, what is it, Global Gig, that's right, a Global Gig device, which is like portable Wi-Fi, which works off a SIM card that works in Australia, the US and the UK. And their rates actually are pretty good for mobile data. So I'll just use the Wi-Fi in the hotels when I've got it. Otherwise, I'll use the Global Gig. But because the trip is somewhat condensed compared to the last trips that I've done, I will be recording content for this show for Erk Pod while I'm over there. I will be recording content for Erk FM Metal Monday on the 70,000 Tons of Metal tour on the cruise. And if I bump into any new artists and do interviews and stuff, well, that will appear on Erk FM as well. But because the trip's condensed, I actually won't be releasing any of the episodes while I'm over in the States. My travel is pretty compact this time, so I won't have quote-unquote spare days. So I will be releasing the content when I get back. Of course, if you want to keep in contact with me with us via the social networks, Facebook and Twitter, there's links on the show notes. What I will look at, doing Audioboo, something like Audioboo. So that will go to Facebook and Twitter, I believe. I'll have a look into that now. That way you'll be able to hear something of what's going on while I'm away. But you won't get regular Erk Pod episodes until I get back at the end of February. So, start of March, you'll get to hear the episodes. So thank you very much for listening. Just a short episode to tell you what's going on. Thank you to everyone for their thoughts and their sympathy, and also for just basically being you. And I will look forward to seeing some of you. I will look forward to hearing others over the next month and a bit. And don't worry, even if this is episode 386 now, on the last episode I came up with the idea of recording ErkPod episode 400 with Shauno and Jen. Now, I think with all the content that I'll be recording over there, I think that I'll go over 400 while I'm over there. But because the very, very first few episodes of ErkPod was just me banging on about Big Brother back in 2007, I don't think it'll matter what episode I actually record while I'm in San Luis Obispo. I think that will be the spiritual episode 400, even if it's not actual 400. Anywho, thanks for listening. Keep in contact. See you when I get back, basically. I'm Erk. Thanks for listening. ChannelErk.com. Good night, Internet.